This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What could the likes of Uber or Lyft do for the healthcare system? From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Hello, this is Tess at Ride Connection. I'm returning a call.
This agency, based in Portland, links people who don't have a car or can't drive with free rides.
What kind of ambulatory assistance you're going to need?
Many clients are elderly or disabled, and Ride Connection may be their only way to get to a doctor's appointment or the pharmacy, says Executive Director Julie Wilkie.
Those that we serve, they can't necessarily afford a taxi on their own or Uber or Lyft.
And that could actually be a financial opportunity for ride-sharing companies. That's because increasingly, insurers are willing to pick up the tab for trips to get medical care. And a lot of patients miss appointments, upwards of 30%, according to a report by SCI Solutions, a healthcare technology firm. Lyft executive David Baga cites that same report.
And these missed appointments cost the healthcare industry over $150 billion a year.
That's from wasted time and effort, and patients who miss appointments getting sicker. Both Uber and Lyft are investing in their healthcare businesses, hiring key executives, and developing new systems to provide non-emergency medical rides.
Patients are not calling these rides from their own Lyft app. The health system or the provider arranges them through Lyft Concierge.
That's an app that allows, say, a doctor's office to order up a ride for a patient. Lyft told CNBC recently that its medical rides tripled over the past year, and it sees the potential for more growth. Sandy Markwood at the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging says getting to medical appointments is the highest transportation need for most older adults.
What's going to be key and critical is being able to have trained drivers who understand people who have limitations.
There was a woman I picked up who was elderly and needed help putting on the seatbelt.
Jared Hines has been driving for Uber and Lyft in Portland since 2015.
And that was somewhat awkward in the sense that, I was following her cues to say, okay, now I need to reach around you to put the belt in the buckle, etc.
Hines welcomes more medical ride business, but has some concerns.
What if somebody actually, goes into some more serious physical condition while they're in your car?
David Baga says Lyft isn't planning specific driver training for medical rides. He says the company's focusing on routine trips to get more people to the doctor on time. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.